Hi, this is Chris, and you're just in time for today's adventure in Odyssey. Ready? Let's go!
Oh, hi there! I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit, and this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
I'm at Odyssey Public Library. Looks like everyone is here doing their new assignments. Oh, and speaking of school assignments, on today's adventure in Odyssey, Robin and her new friend Esther are going to take part in a very special one. What makes it so special? Well, their assignment is to learn all about school. I know. It's kind of confusing. That's why you need to listen to today's adventure for yourself. And you can do that right after these messages.
Shh!
One of the reasons Whit opened Whit's End was to give kids a place to relax and have something to drink after a long day at school. Of course, that's easier for some kids than it is for others.
Okay, Laurie, here's your milkshake.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker. Sorry about spilling the last one.
Oh, that's all right. Just remember the next time to set it on a table before you arm wrestle with Ted Robinson.
Okay.
Well, hello there, Robin. Say, who's this handsome young gentleman you brought with you?
He's not a handsome gentleman. He's my dad.
Oh, thanks a lot, Robin.
How are you, Dale?
Just fine, Whit.
Oh, I haven't seen you around here for a while. They keeping you jumping at the Times?
Well, you know, the newspaper business.
Oh, what's the problem?
Oh, nothing serious. I'm just in between columns, trying to figure out what I'm going to write about next.
Oh, that must be very frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, I know of an ice cream discovery emporium that wouldn't mind a little free publicity.
Are you kidding? I've already written about this place so many times, my editor thinks I own stock in it. I think we're being paged.
Ah, then I take it you didn't come here to talk about work, huh?
No, we didn't.
The child is right, Whit. We're actually here to engage in a time-honored tradition.
Really?
Yeah, our annual back-to-school chocolate soda.
Oh, well, how long have you had this tradition?
What time is it now?
I see. Well, far be it from me to break a tradition so time-honored. Speaking of school, how do you like it this year, Robin?
You're kidding, right?
Sorry, I guess that was a pretty dumb question.
Now, it's not that bad. You like your new teacher, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Who is it?
Mr. Moore.
Oh, yes, I know him. He's a nice man, a good teacher, too.
Yeah, but he's still teaching the same old stuff. Math, English, history, science. No matter how good the teacher is, it's still school.
I suppose that's true.
I wish Mr. Moore would teach the same stuff they teach at Langford Elementary. Then school would really be fun.
Where? Here's your soda.
Langford Elementary.
I've never heard of it.
Well, neither have I.
It's a new school.
There's been no mention of any new schools at the city council meetings.
Well, there has to be. I know someone who goes there. I met her at the church picnic last Sunday. Her name is...
Robin!
Esther, that's her.
Hi, I told my mom what you said about Whit's End, and she said we should visit.
Hi, I'm Dale Jacobs. I'm Robin's father.
Hello.
I'm John Whittaker. I own this place.
I am pleased to meet you both. I'm Helen Langford, and this is my daughter, Esther.
Langford?
Yes. Did I say something wrong?
Oh, no, Mrs. Langford. It's just that you seem to have the same name as a new school here in town.
Oh. Esther, did you tell Robin you went to Langford Elementary?
Well, yeah.
Oh, now I know why you all looked at me that way. Langford Elementary is just a nickname that Esther came up with for our house. You see, she's homeschooled.
Really?
Well, that's very interesting.
Homeschooled? What's that?
That means that Esther learns at home instead of going to a real, formal school. Help?
It's all right, Dale. We don't offend easily.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You don't go to school?
Well, yeah, I go to school. I just do it at my house.
You actually get to stay home?
Yes.
All day?
It depends on what we're doing, but yeah.
And your mom and dad don't care?
No.
Wow. There's just one more thing I gotta know.
What?
How can I get in on this? I'm serious. Somebody tell me how I can get in on this.
Well, I have a better idea. Why don't you take Esther around and show her the place? If that's all right.
It's all right with me.
Oh, me too. Just remember, we can't stay very long, Esther.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on, I'll show you the Bible room.
Okay.
Your parents really don't care if you stay home from school?
Oh, I hope I didn't start anything.
Oh, no, no, no. Robin is always interested in taking the easy way out. Not that homeschooling is easy. I meant... Oh, brother, I did it again, didn't I?
Don't worry. A lot of people do the same thing.
You know, I've read about people who homeschool, but you're the first person I've met who's actually doing it.
Well, it's not for everyone, but my husband and I really enjoy it.
You certainly have Robin convinced.
Really?
Yeah. She was expressing a fond desire to go to Langford Elementary when you came in.
Oh, the grass is always greener disease, huh?
You mean homeschoolers aren't immune?
Oh, no. In fact, Esther mentioned something just the other day about how she'd like to see what things are like in public school.
Hey, maybe they should trade places, huh?
Hey, why can't they?
Why can't they what?
Trade places. Just for a day, I mean.
That's not a bad idea.
It could be an assignment for both of them. They both have to keep a journal of what they do during the day. Then you could take the journals and write them up as your next column, Dale.
Can we really do this, Whit?
Well, I don't see why not. I can pull a few strings with Odyssey Elementary, so it's really up to you, Helen.
How about it? You think you can handle my daughter for a day?
Oh, I'm sure I'll manage.
Wonderful. I'll get on the phone right now and...
Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, Laurie, not again.
I
thought I told you to set your milkshake on the table before you arm wrestled.
I did. We, sort of knocked over the table, too.
Oh. Well, I'll make those calls as soon as I clean up this mess.
Okay, let's see what we got here. The following article contains excerpts from the journals of two young ladies, Robin Jacobs, a fifth grader at Odyssey Elementary, and Esther Langford, who is homeschooled. Both these young ladies were asked to write down everything that happened to them on a typical school day, except on this particular day, Esther and Robin switched schools. Robin attended the Langford homeschool, and Esther went to Odyssey Elementary. It should be noted that Esther has never attended a public school, and Robin has never attended anything but a public school. This article is not meant to foster any undue competition between public and homeschooling. It was merely designed to give two young ladies, and through them the rest of us, an opportunity to experience a side of life they might not otherwise experience. 8 a.m. Esther's father drops her off at Odyssey Elementary.
Wow. Look at all these kids.
Heads up!
Oh!
Hey, toss me the ball.
Oh, okay. Here.
Thanks. Here comes the ball.
Hey, what kind of game are you playing?
What do you mean, what kind? Haven't you ever played nation ball before?
No, I've never even seen it before. How do you play it?
Well, it's kind of like dodgeball. Only you can catch the ball. What's your name?
Esther. What's yours?
Martha. You want to play?
Sure.
Oh, great.
What's the matter? Why is everybody stopping?
It's the bell.
So?
So it's time to go to class. Hey, maybe we could play at lunch.
There sure is a lot to get used to.
But Esther wasn't the only one who had to get used to things. By this time, Robin had also arrived at the Langford home, a la Langford Elementary.
So, Mrs. Langford, where's my desk?
We don't use desks, Robin.
Then where do your students sit?
Students?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the only one here, am I?
Oh, yes, you are.
I am? Wow. So, what do we do first? Math? English? Science? What?
Well, we'll try to get to those things soon enough, but I thought we'd start out today with a nice talk.
A talk?
Yes.
About what?
Like, whatever is new and interesting in your life.
The only thing new and interesting in my life is coming to your homeschool.
Well, then, let's talk about that.
I can't.
Why not?
I just got here.
Good point. Well, there must be something else new or exciting that's happened to you recently.
Well, Oh, I know! I beat my friend Marjorie yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Most of the time, she beats me. But yesterday, I beat her good. She was red.
Red?
Yep. She started out by jumping me, but then I turned around and jumped her and beat her good.
You actually jumped her and beat her?
Yeah. How else are you going to win at checkers?
Perhaps some math problems would be best.
Meanwhile, Esther had made it to class and was looking over the schedule her teacher, Mr. Burke, had written on the blackboard.
Wow! 8 a.m. English, 9 a.m. math, 10 a.m. social studies, 11 a.m. science. That's a lot of stuff!
Esther.
Oh, hi, Mr. Burke.
Having trouble finding your seat?
Oh, no, sir. I was just reading the schedule on the blackboard. Are we really gonna do all this morning?
Well, today is a little rushed. We're having an assembly this afternoon, so the sooner you take your seat, the sooner we can get started.
Okay. Mr. Burke?
Yes?
Are we gonna have time to talk today?
Talk?
Yeah, you know, about things that have happened to us recently. Don't you do that here?
Well, Esther, we don't have a special time set aside to talk. We just sort of find out about each other while we're learning.
Oh.
Okay, class, settle down. We've got a lot to cover before lunch
and talk
this time. Afternoon's assembly.
Boy, this isn't like I thought it would be at all.
We'll find out what happens to Robin and Esther when our adventure continues in just a moment. And now back to today's adventure.
Despite the way the day started, the rest of the morning's activities went smoothly. The girls each had likes and dislikes about their new schools. Esther, for instance, really hated the rigid schedule, but loved the many different study aids in the classroom, such as the huge maps of the world, the computers, and the large school library. Robin wasn't too happy at having so much personal attention from Mrs. Langford, but she enjoyed the practical nature of the homeschool assignments. For instance, instead of merely adding up a column of numbers, she had to add up her family's electric bills for the past year, then make a list on how to lower those bills during the coming year. But it was what happened during the afternoon that made this day so special for these girls. For Esther, it started at the assembly.
This is great! I've never been to anything like this before.
Yeah, all the kids like them.
Because they're so exciting?
No, because you get out of class.
Oh, we're starting.
Yeah, I sure hope this guy isn't boring.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Mr. Bryant, the music director for this school district. And I'm here today to introduce you to the world of orchestral music. In a few minutes, many of you will have an opportunity to play in a small orchestra I'll be putting together. But right now, I'd like to demonstrate the many instruments that make up the orchestra.
This is great.
I guess so.
Okay, let's start off with the leaders of the orchestra, the string section. First, the violin. Okay, then the viola, just a little bigger. More richer sound. And the cello. Listen. Isn't that beautiful? And finally, the bass. It's huge, isn't it? Here we go.
Oh, how wonderful. I want to learn it.
Which one?
All of them.
And now let's move on to the brass section. First, there's the trumpet.
That one's great, too.
Oh, brother.
Meanwhile, Robin's afternoon began at the local fire station, where the fire chief gave her and Mrs. Langford a tour of the facility.
And this room is where the men relax while they're waiting for a call to come in. Of course, they're all downstairs cleaning the engines now.
Oh, wow, a fire pole!
I didn't know you still use those.
Oh, yes, many stations around the country still have them. Would you like to slide down it, Robin?
Can I?
Sure. I think I'd better help you, though. Okay, now look. You just put your arm around here this way. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's it. Now, you hook your right leg around the pole. Good. Okay. Now, when you're ready to go, you just push off with your left leg.
Okay, got it.
Now, it's kind of slippery, so make sure you hold on tight.
I will.
Be careful, Robin.
All right. Ready, set, go!
Whee!
Oh. You did that like a real pro!
It was great! Try it, Mrs. Langford.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, it's perfectly safe.
Well, I don't know. You...
Come on, it's
I'm afraid I might break
now,
something.
Now, look, you just do what Robin did. Here, come on, put your arm around the pole. That's good, that's good.
Well,
now, hook your right leg around. There you go, you got it. Okay, one, two, three, go! You all right, Miss Langford?
Yes, I think so.
I want to do it again, can I?
Well, uh-oh, look out, ladies, I'm coming down. What do you got, Harry?
A real emergency. Miss McGillicuddy's cat's all.
Up a tree again, huh?
Yeah, you got it. It's been a slow day. I just thought the alarm might make it more exciting for the folks.
A nice touch, but you can turn it off now.
All right.
And get the hook and ladder ready.
Oh.
Looks like we got a job, ladies.
Well, we should be going then. Thank you so much, Chief.
Yeah, this was really great.
Well, it doesn't have to end. You want to come with us?
Really?
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. I mean, if this were a bigger emergency, like a fire or something, I'd say no. But rescuing a cat? Yeah, safe enough.
Well, we don't want to get in the way.
Oh, you won't. There's only two of you. Here, now put these helmets on.
Okay.
Climb on board.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Everybody strapped in?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Excuse me, sir.
Hello there. What's your name?
Esther Langford.
Are you interested in playing in the orchestra, Esther?
Oh, yes.
And which instrument did you like the best?
Well, all of them.
Oh, a girl after my own heart. Well, I think we should start you off with just one. Let's see here. Ah, perfect. The violin.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, I know. Okay, sit down right there with the other violins, and we'll begin. Okay, everybody. Quiet down. Quiet down. Quiet! Thank you. Okay, now I showed you all how to play a scale on your instruments, and now it's time we do it together. Okay, here we go. And a one, and a two, and a... Ah... It, moving it. Don't worry about the clinkers. Don't stop. Just... Whoa. Oh, yes. I like it. I like it.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. Gertrude has gone up the tree again.
We'll get her down, Miss McGillicuddy. Don't you worry. Okay, Harry, get the ladder in position.
All right, Chief.
This is great, Mrs. Langford. I've never been this close to firemen working before.
And neither have I, Robin.
Chief, I think we've got a problem here.
What's the matter, Harry?
Well, you know, none of the other boys came because we brought Miss Langford here and Robin.
Yeah, so?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm allergic to cats.
You are?
Yeah, ever since I was a kid. I even get near one, I start sneezing and breaking out in hives. The roof of my mouth itches, my eyes water, you know.
Okay, Harry, okay. What's the point?
What are we going to do?
Oh.
I could climb up and get her.
Robin?
Well, thank you, Robin, but I don't think so.
Why? I'm not allergic to cats. I love them. It'll be easy.
Let her try, please.
Well, I guess it'd be all right if I go up behind you. It'll be a good experience for you. All right, Robin. Now put these gloves on. Gertrude likes to scratch.
Okay. Ready.
All right. Now let's just take it nice and slow.
Okay.
Easy. One step
I
at
will.
A time. You're doing good. There you go. There we go.
There, Gertrude. No one's gonna hurt you. I'm here to help. It's all right. Let me just lift you up the bridge. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Chief, we're ready to go down now.
All right, Robin. Now just go nice and slow. Good, good, good. A few more steps.
Okay.
Good, good. Okay, now stop. Wait, I'm gonna lift you to the ground. Here we go.
Gertrude.
Here you go, Mrs. McGillicuddy. Safe and sound.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you so much. You naughty cat, Gertrude. Naughty.
Are you all right, Robin?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Hey, it's a good thing we brought you along, Robin. Hadn't been for you, Gertrude might never have gotten down. Gesundheit, Harry.
And so Esther Langford and Robin Jacobs both got to walk in someone else's shoes for a day. Whether this experience will make a drastic change in their schooling is up to them and their parents. But it's safe to say that they are both the richer for having the experience, and that they both certainly learned at least one valuable lesson: to be a little more thankful for what they have and what they can learn from others. And that's a lesson we all need to take to heart. Nice.
Hi, Whit.
Well, if it isn't the celebrities. I was just reading about you in the paper. Hey, that was a good job, Dale.
Well, thanks, Whit, but it was really these two girls who did all the work.
Well, that's true. It sounds like you both had a pretty exciting day. You think you might want to switch schools for good?
Well, it was fun, but I think I'll stay where I am. There were lots of things I really missed.
Yeah, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I kind of missed Old Odyssey Elementary, too.
Then I take it you've been cured of the grass is always greener disease?
Well, for the time being, anyway.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Hey, what do you say we start a new tradition? An annual staying at your present school for the time being chocolate soda. What do you say?
Sounds good, Whit.
Okay, coming right up.
Mr. Lincoln!
Oh, no. All right, Laurie. Where did you spill your milkshake this time?
I didn't spill my milkshake, Mr. Whitaker.
You didn't? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Laurie.
I spilled my hot fudge sundae.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. Oh, Laurie.
I'm glad Robin and Esther had a chance to see how the other half lives, as Whit put it. It just goes to show you that where you learn isn't nearly as important as what you're learning and who is teaching you. And of course, as Christians, we have the best teacher of all, Jesus. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.